The power of perseverance will make the difference as you work to reach your goals. We're sharing attributes to help you succeed next on Western Life Radio.
For the most cost-effective school safety solutions, look to FasterUtah.org.
Ricky, my man!
Hey, headed out on the lake, I see. These fish aren't gonna catch themselves, am I right? Got some brewskis from my broski.
No, thank you, that's illegal.
What? Come on, aren't you the guy that wrestled the buffalo on Antelope Island?
First of all, they're called bison, and I was delivering a breech calf.
Wow, come on, man. I'll trade you this sixer of suds for that life jacket.
A real man always wears his life vest. And he never partakes of alcohol while operating a boat. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, not everybody does.
Everybody knows that.
You got me.
The secret to success often points to perseverance. Curtis G. Marsh improves your odds.
The thing that I want people to remember is that this is not a superhuman ability. Perseverance is not something that some people have and others don't. Some have defined it and some know how to manage it. But again, that strength of the human spirit and that perseverance is there within each of us. And how do we focus that and harness that talent of persevering through all obstacles? If you were to look at those who have had successes like that and persevered through obstacles and challenges, there's some common characteristics of those types of individuals. Number one, I believe that these people really truly devote themselves to their true purpose. So we've talked about finding your unique abilities and your unique purpose and your true purpose in life. You just mentioned Edison. He had a purpose. He had a passion, and he devoted himself to that. It was the continued effort to try something different, like you stated. That's perseverance. There was obstacles. There was challenges, just like each and every one of us have. But the devotion to that true purpose, that person's true purpose, is one of the main characteristics in developing and uncovering perseverance. Number two would be to really follow your heart, follow your passion, follow that in life. What is it? What is that passion? And once you've determined that, continue to persevere to do those things to really reach that passion that you hold so dearly into your heart.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.